I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts.
Hello, friends. We're back with another installment of Creative Catalogs.
In these mini episodes, we'll be telling you about the creative stuff we're into at the moment.
We'll be featuring cool things local to us in New Hampshire and cool things from all over the world.
Here's what the Creative Guts team is digging lately.
All right, the first thing on my list I heard of through another podcast I was listening to. It's called Creative Processing, which if you like ours, you're going to love this. It's a product of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the actor, who is also in charge of the production company Hit Record, which is a huge collaborative online creators space. But through his podcast, I heard about a TED Talk that he did. It was very short. It was only 14 minutes. And it was called How Craving Attention Makes You Less Creative. This really hit home for me, though. When I think about myself as an artist in college, before the days of Instagram, to now, there is a definite difference in how much attention I sought for my artwork. He speaks about this, about paying attention rather than seeking it, and also about how shifting your perspective of other creatives as competitors into, instead, collaborators. If you are creating and putting work out there, this is a really good listen. We will link it on our Facebook page. Check out this awesome TED Talk. On to the next. As you probably know, I am involved in an artist collective called Art Up Front Street. Well, on November 2nd and 3rd, we are opening our doors, letting you come in and meet the artists and makers and check out all the cool stuff they have. It is actually part of the Fine Arts and Sugar Tour in Exeter, and on a grander scale, part of the New Hampshire Open Doors. It is a statewide tour of artists, craftsmen, and business owners who are opening their doors to display their works and themselves. At Art Up Front Street, we will have paintings, printmaking, prints, cards, watercolors, oil paintings, large works, tiny works, photography, jewelry, ornaments, assemblage, contemporary, out-of-the-box fun. There is so much, and there's so many different types of artists here, so you should come check it out. There will be food, there will be live music, there will be drink. Lastly, I want to share with you a really cool band that's local to me called Bitter Pill. Bitter Pill is self-described as bloody folk. They are a tight-knit family, literally a father-daughter combo, plus a few other musicians, I believe, who play a dark kind of old-fashioned-y twist of folk, blues, jazz, vaudeville. I saw them live in an art event in the past, and it was lively, fun, it was funny, it felt fitting to include them now, as I feel like their work pairs well with the month of October and the spooky season. Here is a taste of one of their bigger hits and my personal favorite, Too Many Vampires.
What good are they to anyone? What purpose do they serve? Suck the life out of everything and just to self-preserve. The psychopath knows its math, plans every play. Roll you up and smoke you if you get in the way. There's too many vampires.
To hear more from Bitter Pill, check out bitterpillband.com, and I follow them on Facebook at Bitter Pill to Swallow. They're awesome. They produce really cool, spooky stuff, and you should go check them out. So that is what I am into at the moment. Let's find out what Sarah's into.
I can't wait to get this first one out of the way because I am feeling embarrassingly behind the times on this one. I spent 6 years at the University of New Hampshire as a student, and I have spent my entire adult life living within 10 minutes of the university, and I had never visited the Museum of Art on campus until a couple weeks ago. I can literally walk to the museum from my house, and it's free, and it's open to the public, and it's open a lot. So just learn from my mistake and go to the Museum of Art as soon as you can. It has a permanent collection of over 2,000 pieces and 8 rotating exhibits per year. One is a student exhibit, and one is an exhibit of the recipients of the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation's Piscataqua Region Artist Advancement Grant. But other than those, the other six exhibits are curated by the museum's director and typically feature artists from the Northeast. When I went, the downstairs exhibit was Andy Warhol, and the upstairs exhibit was Orly Kogan, who is insanely cool. She does like hippie embroidery paintings on linen tablecloths that are vintage. So not surprisingly, the Museum of Art is primarily visited by art students at UNH, but like I said, it's free and open to the public. So if you live in the area and you've never been, you have no excuse and you should feel embarrassed too. So let's go together. You can find more about the museum there on online on UNH's website and they're on Facebook too, UNH Museum of Art. So next, if you're into murder mysteries, I have the podcast for you. Have you listened to NHPR's Bear Brook podcast yet? It is the retelling of the investigation of the bodies discovered in Bear Brook State Park in Allenstown, New Hampshire. I binged the entire podcast in one day recently, and I cannot recommend it enough. It's creepy. It's intriguing. I had to keep listening to the next episode because I had to know what was going to happen. And as a bonus, it's still unfolding in real time, so you never really know when the next episode will come out because it's an update of what's happening in real life. So you can find more about that, bearbrookpodcast.com. And finally, I am going to talk about Jump Jack Studio, because it's been a while since I've talked about bunnies on the podcast.
Lies. Complete and utter lies. You talk about them every time.
So here's my opportunity to circle back to the first love of my life, house rabbits, and tell you about the adorable print that I just received from Jump Jack Studio. Based in Baltimore, Jillian Jenkins is the owner and creator behind Jump Jack Studio, and I found her through Big Ink, a Creative Guts alumni. The print I ordered from her shop is an adorable bunny rabbit jumping over a sea of foxes with a banner that reads, "You got this." And honestly, it's perfect for those days when I do not got this.
And I'm going to interrupt and say, I bought one too because I loved the work, and it was a bunny and a fox, which I think represents Sarah and I, and it's adorable.
And when you got yours, was it also like had a hand-drawn drawing on the envelope with her cute little business cards and a like handcrafted greeting card saying thank you for ordering?
Yes, double art. It was a lovely surprise.
Yeah. Usually when you order stuff on Etsy, you just like get more than you asked for. People who sell their art on Etsy are so nice. You can find Jump Jack Studio on Facebook and Etsy and Instagram. They have a website, www.jumpjackstudio.com, and I'll let you find the rest of the social media from there. So that's all we have for this installment of Creative Catalogs. If you liked what you heard, let us know and we'll do more.
We want to hear about your favorites too. Find Creative Guts on Facebook and tell us about the creative stuff you are consuming and just can't get enough of.
Special thank you, as always, to our friend Raphael Bastek, aka Bug, for the music.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
Woo! I gotta.
Rough.
Yeah, that was bad. Well, let me just say. All right, that's good enough. Yeah, that was a rough one.
Yep. It's probably better when we're more prepared before we start recording.